Big Jack.
Hey, everyone. This is Logan at CigarFederation.com here at the Duran Cigars booth at IPCPR 2015. I have one of my favorite guys in the cigar industry, Mr. Jack Taranio. How's it going, buddy?
It's going great, man. It's going great, Logan.
Well, tell us, you guys have a lot of stuff coming out the show where I tried to, before the interview, list it off, and you're like, no, I'll just go through it.
Yeah.
So tell us. Yeah. Tell us what's happening at
the
trade show.
I didn't want to explain it twice. You know how that is.
Well, I know how it is. I completely understand.
I only got a few shots at this.
You only got so many pipes, you know?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
You had to take these pipes.
Yeah. Well, for this year, we released a very limited 600 boxes, 600 five-count boxes. There's a legendary Cuban cigar roller, Santo Cárdenas. Unfortunately, he couldn't be with us because Cuba wouldn't give him a visa. We got him out to Nicaragua. He hand-rolled the 3,000 cigars. They're hand-numbered, hand-signed by Santo. It's a Salomon. It's a pricey cigar, but an amazing smoke. I think it'll retail in the $25 range. I'm sure you guys will take a picture of it later for the viewers. We also have a on the other end of that, we have a new bundle brand that will compete with the Quorums of the world. We're very excited about it. The price points are well below Quorum, and it uses our premium wrapper that we grow. That it's actually the secondary wrapper. The signature Roberto Signature cigar carries our highest grade wrapper. This is just a notch below that, it's gone over very well. People are putting in big orders for that, and now we're starting to try to figure out how we're going to fill them.
Fill them.
But that's
a good problem.
Good problem to have. We're transitioning. I think when you guys were at the office, we just first started transitioning from Roberto P. Duran Premium Cigars. I always felt that name was way too long, and associated with a well-known fighter. And we were all getting very tired of not the boxer or people coming over very excited.
All the calls you would get, yeah.
I had a woman on Facebook reach out because she wanted her boxing gloves autographed, and I assured her that this was not the Roberto Duran. She wanted to autograph the gloves. She wasn't buying it. So we transitioned to Duran cigars. I think Duran is, most companies, Espinosas of the world, the Olivas of the world, the Padrones, the Fuentes, they're recognized by one name. And Duran, I think, has a lot of strength and recognition. So we transitioned that. We transitioned the cigar that was our premium line will be the Roberto Duran Signature as we start running into new brand, new labels, new boxes. They'll all transition to Signature. And
the Big Jack.
And the Big Jack. And I talked to Roberto. The Neya F8 is based on price point and the quality of that cigar, is one of our best-selling cigars. We only had two sizes of it. We added five sizes, and I lobbied hard for a 770, no pun intended. And
represent yourself.
Represent myself.
Swinging a big meat.
and we added a 770. Roberto didn't want to add it, and he said, well, if I'm adding a 770, I'm calling it the Big Jack. So the boxes say Big Jack on them, and again, that's going over very well. Certain areas of the country and certain stores really do very well with this, we're very excited of where we're going with this company.
So the Big Jack won out.
The Big Jack won out.
Well, awesome. Everyone, check out Duran Cigars and all their offerings. Check out more content on CigarFederation.com. Jack, really appreciate the time as always.
As always, I appreciate your support, guys. You guys have been amazing.
Thanks, bud. Logan out.